Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. New York City has now raised its COVID threat level from low to medium. Before you freak out now and run for cover, the health department says there are no new mandates, but there are recommendations. Newsman Roger Stern has the details.
The city's deputy health commissioner insists we should wear masks in indoor public spaces.
We are at a medium level risk, and that does require us to take into consideration that we need to protect those who are most vulnerable.
Dr. Torian Easterling speaking on Newsline with Bridget Quinn, also recommending being fully vaccinated, getting tested if you have symptoms, and staying home if you're sick.
We know we have the tools.
More than 200 New Yorkers have COVID for every 100,000 people, thanks to the Omicron subvariants. No word on whether higher numbers would bring a return to the city's mandates. Roger Stern, 1010 Wins News.
In other news, the search is on for the suspect in the latest anti-Asian attack in New York City. This time, the NYPD's Hate Crimes Task Force says a man ran up to a 68-year-old Asian woman on 19th Street and 9th Avenue in Chelsea yesterday morning and then knocked her to the ground with a punch to the side of her body. The woman was treated at the hospital for back pain and a few bruised ribs. You can watch video of the suspect at 1010wins.com. If you know who he is or where he is, cops want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. More pushback, meantime, to the city's plans to build new homeless shelters in Chinatown.
No shelter! No shelter!
Chinatown residents and business owners came out in the rain. They say enough is enough with the city's plan for shelters in their neighborhood. Doris Chowen says this is not a NIMBY issue.
We have 6 shelters already. We have the tallest jail planned in the world to be built in Chinatown. More than our fair share.
And 3 methadone clinics on East Broadway. What the city has to address?
We need more psychiatric beds. We need more mental health facilities in New York City.
One local leader says the city just agreed to cancel 2 proposed shelters of the 4 that were planned. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins in Chinatown.
3 years ago, New York State Assemblywoman Bishot Hermely proposed a measure called Cedric's Law. It would require the MTA to have cameras on each and every subway platform in the city. Well, the move came following a deadly incident at the Newkirk Avenue station, the exact circumstances of which to this day remain a mystery. Now, Hermelin is reviving her proposal in the wake of last month's mass shooting at the 36th Street station there in Sunset Park. She was live with Bridget Quinn today on Newsline.
Last month's shooting reminded us again the dire need of working cameras in the subways. The MTA inspector is currently reviewing their critical equipment and infrastructure in the light of the malfunctions of the cameras at that particular train station. And so I'm certainly recirculating my bill to my colleagues and asking them to sign on.
Emmeline says if the Sunset Park shooting isn't enough reason to require cameras on all subway platforms, the general rise in crime in the city should be. In response, the MTA says they're proud of their camera system, points to the NYPD, calling it high quality and the most reliable. It's the biggest night in fashion, and the Met Gala will be back to its usual glory tonight for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Before COVID, 600 or so A-listers from the worlds of sports, music, movies, TV, and, of course, fashion took the walk up the grand staircase, but last year's was closer to 400, and 2020's was canceled altogether. Well, even with a smaller lineup, more than $16 million was raised during last year's Met Gala for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute. This year's will feature be chaired by Vogue's Anna Wintour, along with Regina King, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and Lin-Manuel Miranda. First Lady Jill Biden, by the way, also expected to make an appearance at the preview, but I don't think she's going to actually be at the ceremony. So, a man in critical condition after getting hit by a car late last night on the Lower East Side Investigators say the 21-year-old was crossing Houston Street by First Avenue when someone in a Camaro swerved to avoid him, ended up hitting him anyway, and then went careening into a Honda. In the end, two people inside the cars were also hurt, but their injuries aren't considered serious. Police took the driver into custody. There is no word yet on charges. Supporters of ranked choice voting says it leads to fewer wasted votes and the candidate with the most support getting elected. But there have been questions now over whether it would be too confusing or whether New Yorkers would want to adapt to a system that's different than the one they used for so many years. Now we're getting some answers. Folks at the New York City Campaign Finance Board are out with a report saying that about 88% of voters in last June's city primaries ranked the candidates in at least one race, with a total of 38,000 coming up with a ballot that was completely different than anybody else's. The board's Ali Swatek spoke to 1010 Wins.
As a result, we have, you know, a diversity of opinions translating into diversity at the city council level, as well as mayor, public advocate, comptroller, and borough presidents, too.
Swatek says the data will help them improve the numbers when the next city primary rolls around in 2023. Well, it looks like there won't be two unionized Amazon warehouses on Staten Island. The results from last week's vote are in, and workers rejected, yes, rejected the latest bid, dealing a blow to organizers who pulled off a successful union vote just a few weeks ago at Staten Island's JFK 8 facility. They thought it would probably be a shoe-in. Why not? Well, there's been no comment yet from organizers or from Amazon, but the retail giant has fought the unionization efforts, saying things work best when they deal directly with their employees.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.